我想请弟兄姊妹翻开耶利米书十八章。
May we turn to Jeremiah 18?
旧约的耶利米书第十八章。
In the Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 18.
我们从第一节开始看起。
Can we look to verse 1?
耶和华的话临到耶利米说
The word came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying
你起来下到窑匠的家里去我在那里要使你听我的话
Arise and go down to the potter's house and there I will cause you to hear my words
我就下到窑匠的家里去正遇他转轮做器皿
Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something at the wheel.
窑匠用泥做的器皿在他手中做坏了，他又用这泥另做别的器皿。窑匠看怎么好，怎样好就怎样做。
And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make.
耶和华的话就临到我说。耶和华说以色列家我待你们岂不能照着窑匠弄泥吗以色列家泥在窑匠的手中怎样你们在我的手中也怎样
Then the word of the Lord came to me saying O house of Israel can I not do with you as this potter says the Lord Look as the clay is in the potter's hand so are you in my hand O house of Israel
这一篇信息是在以色列人准备要被掳神的审判要临到他们之前这篇信息是借着耶利米来对他们说的
This message came before the capture of the Israelite nation These were the last days before God's judgment had come upon them
这一篇信息也是今天要对我们说的
This message is also something that needs to be spoken to us.
因为神的审判很快就要临到全地，而神的审判是从神的家开始。
Because God's judgment will come soon to the world, and God's judgment will start with His house.
所以这不仅仅是一篇好像历史上的一段话。事实上呢，这一篇话也是今天圣灵要对我们所说的话。
So these words are not just words that are recorded in history. These words are meant for us to hear as well.
这边特别提到窑匠的手，讲到这些泥土怎么在窑匠的手中，他你们呢，在我的手中也怎么样
？It speaks of the potter's clay here and how. We are like the clay in God's hands.
我们在神的手中，就好像泥土在窑匠的手中这样。
Our lives are in God's hands as if the clay is in the potter's hands.
你知道，在以弗所书第二章第十节那边特别提到，他说我们原是他手中的工作。在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是按着他的旨意要叫我们行的。
In Ephesians 2:10, it says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them."
所以我们是神手中的工作。
So we are the workmanship in God's hands.
神在我们身上要把我们制作成一种器皿。
God wants to create us into a vessel.
为的是呢，要让他来使用。
So that this vessel can be used by him.
所以这一篇窑匠的信息对我们是非常重要的。
So this message of the potter is very important to us.
但是讲到这篇信息之前呢，我们要注重讲信息的人是怎么样的一个人。
But before we get to this message, we must speak of the man that brings this message.
我们知道耶利米这个人在神的手中是一个很有用的器皿。
We understand that Jeremiah was well used in God's hands.
耶利米与神的关系是非常密切的关系。
The relationship between Jeremiah and God was very close.
当时整个以色列的百姓很少有人能够听见或明白神的话。
During this time, there were very few that could understand and comprehend God's words.
但是耶利米呢，他跟神的关系是这样的亲近，以至于他能够听见神的话。
But Jeremiah was so close to God that he could hear God's words.
这提醒我们，我们与神的关系必须是真实的，是活泼的。
So this reminds us that our relationship with God is true and it's also active.
我们怎么样能够与神有亲密的关系？这是我们要学的功课。
We must learn how to have this close relationship with the Lord.
神喜欢我们来亲近他。
The Lord loves for us to be near to Him.
所以在新约雅各书第四章第八节那边有一句话说，你们要亲近神，神就亲近你们。
In James chapter 4 verse 8 it says, Draw near to God and He will draw near to you.
所以神希望我们来亲近他。
So God wants us to draw near to Him.
这是我们的责任。
This is our responsibility.
所以我们有一个责任，我们应当要常常来亲近他。
So we have the responsibility of constantly drawing near to the Lord.
这样神呢就能够来亲近我们。
That way the Lord can draw near to us.
所以我们必须常常借着祷告，借着读经，借着默想来亲近他。
So we must often use prayer, reading scripture, and meditation to draw near to Him.
一个真正亲近主的人呢，也是在光中的人。
One that draws near to the Lord constantly is also one that is in the light.
所以约翰一书第一章第七节那边提到，我们如果在光中行，如同神在光中，就彼此相交，他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
It says in 1 John chapter 1 verse 7, But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果我们亲近主，你就发觉呢，有光在这里。
So we learn that if we draw near to the Lord, there is light.
在光中呢，我们发觉我们有许多不讨神喜悦的地方，我们需要他的血来洗净。
And we understand that if we are in the light, there are shown many unclean things about us, and that we need to be washed by the blood of Christ.
所以有些呢是外面的，是我们的行为，我们的言语，不讨神的喜悦。
So some things are outwardly, our speech, our actions,
不讨神的喜悦。
And they do not please God.
我们需要主的宝血来洗净。
And we need the blood of Christ to cleanse us.
那在里面呢，我们发觉很多时候，我们的心向着主不单纯。
And inwardly, we realize that we are not pure towards God.
你知道，我们的心好像一个双面胶带一样。
Our hearts are double-minded.
双面的胶带。
And they are like double-sided tape.
你碰到什么，就被什么连上去。
Anything you touch will be stuck to you.
所以我们很容易被人所吸引。
We are constantly attracted to people.
就是被事情、被东西所吸引。
Or things or objects attract us.
所以在雅各书第四章第八节啊，他接下来就讲了两段话。
So in James chapter 4 verse 8, it continues to say.
他首先说到你们要亲近神，神就亲近你们。然后他怎么说呢？他说有罪的人呢，要洁净你们的手。心怀恶意的人呢，要洁净你们的心。
So it says that cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
所以，如果我们亲近主，很自然的，我们就应该是活在光中的人。
So if we draw near to God, we will live in the light.
如果我们说我们亲近主，而我们却不在光中的话呢，那这个亲近不够。
So if we say that we draw near to God and we are not in the light, then that means we are not close enough to God.
所以一个亲近主的人呢，一定是在光中的人。
So one that draws near to God is one that is within the light.
换句话说，他在外面，他的行事为人呢，一定是不断的、不 被调整。
So outwardly, our actions are constantly being corrected.
里面呢，他的心就向着主，是越来越单纯。
And inwardly, our hearts become more and more pure.
耶利米就是这样的一个人。
Jeremiah is such a man.
所以神能够使用他。
So the Lord can use him.
他能够听见神的声音。
And he could hear the words of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们需要在主面前真实要学习的功课。
Brothers and sisters, this is an important lesson that we must learn.
这不仅仅是一些知识、一些道理，这是一个实际。
This is not doctrine or knowledge.
It's reality.
This is reality.
耶利米有一个特点，就是他非常的谦卑。
Jeremiah has a special point, and it is that he is very humble.
你的谦卑在我们属灵的生命里面，这是非常重要。
In our spiritual lives, being humble is very important.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人，神赐恩给谦卑的人。
Because God
resists
the proud and blesses the humble.
我们天然的人是从亚当来的人，都是骄傲的人。
Those that come from Adam are all proud.
这跟吃了知识三恶树的果子有关。
This happened when we ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
即使我们想要在外面学习来谦卑，我们仍然是骄傲的。
We try to learn to be humble outwardly, but within us we are still proud.
所以神常常借着环境把我们带到一个卑微的地步。
So oftentimes the Lord brings us to a lowly place.
只有在卑微的地步里面呢，我们认识自己。
And in this lowly place, we learn more about ourselves.
然后我们才能够慢慢活出那个谦卑的样子来。
And when we do that, then we can learn how it's like to be humble.
耶利米也是一个非常顺服的人，这等一下我们都会看得到，他是一个非常顺服的人。
Jeremiah is also a very obedient man.
顺服是通往蒙福的路。
Obedience is the way towards God's blessing.
你知道我们天然人也不容易顺服。
Our natural man, it is very difficult for us to obey.
我们常常对神的话会选择，合乎我们心意的，我们就容易顺服；不合我们心意的呢，我们就不容易顺服。
When we read God's word, we often pick the verses that we like and we obey those. But the verses that we don't, we disregard them.
但是，我们只有先学习，凡事上向神顺服，我们才开始明白神的心意。
But we must learn to obey in all things so that we can start to or begin to understand what the Lord's will is.
所以如果我们想要知道神的旨意才学习顺服的话呢，我们常常不明白神的旨意。
So if we try to understand God's will before we obey, then we will not understand what the Lord is trying to say.
只有我们在主面前先学习凡事上顺服，我们就开始明白神的心意。
Only until we obey what the Lord says, then we will begin to understand what His will is.
而且呢，神的启示非常的特别，常常不是一下子就让我们明白所有的事情，常常是他先启示我们一部分，我们顺服了以后呢，我们才能够得到更深的启示。
The revelations given by the Lord, is also very different. Oftentimes, He only reveals a little bit, and
在我们顺服了以后，他就继续。
Until we obey, he will continue to reveal further.
所以你记得诗篇119篇105节那边讲到，他说：“你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。”
In Psalms 119:105, it says, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path."
你看，我们巴不得神的话是一个探照灯，可以一下照很远。对不对？但神的话呢，是在我们脚前的灯。你顺服了一步，他就带领你走下一步。
We often hope that God can be a bright spotlight that can shine far, far ahead. But it says here that God is a light unto my path that's directly in front of us, And so once you take that first step, then he can reveal to you the next step.
所以从耶利米书十八章我们就看见，他说耶和华的话就临到耶利米说，你起来下到窑匠的家里去，我要再让你使你听我的话。
So in Jeremiah 18 verses 1 and 2 it says, The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words.
现在神要启示耶利米神的心意。
Now God will reveal to Jeremiah what is in his heart.
然后他是下到窑匠的家里面。
And he is instructed to go down to the potter's house.
因为借着窑匠在做泥土，神要来启示神的目的。
Because during the process of a potter making a vessel, God will reveal to Jeremiah his purpose.
我们知道神要把我们制作成一个器皿，是有他的目的的。
We know that.If God wants to create us to be a vessel, there is a purpose.
根据罗马书第九章二十三节告诉我们，神的目的在我们身上是要把我们做成一个器皿，来彰显他的荣耀。
In Romans chapter 9 verse 23 it says, And that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy.
他要把我们制作成能够盛装他的荣耀的一个器皿。
He wants to create a vessel that can contain his glory.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人在神的手中都有荣耀的目的的。
So brothers and sisters, we all have the purpose of glory as a vessel with God.
但是神叫耶利米来听他的信息的时候呢，首先他说你要下到窑匠家里面去。
But before God gives Jeremiah his words, he tells Jeremiah to go down to the potter's house.
我们知道当时耶路撒冷是在山上，这窑匠呢，通常都是在那个山谷底下，比较卑微的地方。
We understand that all the at this time all the Israelites had lived up on a hill, and to get to the potter's house, he must go down into the canyon.
所以首先，你看他要向下走，他必须谦卑下来。
So first, Jeremiah must go down, which means he must be humble.
只有在那个地方呢。神能够向他启示神的心意。
And only at this time can God reveal to him his will and his heart.
你知道很多时候我们觉得要听神的话，你必须要去特会听，或者在主日学的信息里面听，这是对的。
Many times we feel that we must go to a special place in order for us to hear God's words. We feel we should go to a conference or we can hear it during a message on Sunday. And this is right.
但是更多的时候，神启示我们都是在最平常，甚至在我们非常卑微的时候呢，神有更多的启示给我们。
But more often, God reveals to us, you know, during our lowly times, and
他能够启示给我们。
And then He can reveal His words and His will.
你知道，像我们主耶稣他启示，他怎么启示呢？他常常说。他就利用像空中的飞鸟，也不种也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，身上且养活他。
God uses examples such as the birds of the air.
他也不种也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。
He neither reaps or harvests or gathers into barns, yet the heavenly Father feeds them.
所以你看，主用的比喻都是我们日常生活中常有的比喻。
So God's examples are used in our very ordinary day lives.
他又说，野地里的百合花也不劳苦也不纺线，但他所穿戴连所罗门还不如他呢。
He also says, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, neither toil nor spin.
或是说讲到那些撒种的比喻，你看。
Or he uses the example of the sower and the parable of the sower.
所以弟兄姊妹，很多时候，我们不一定，你只有去特会的时候你才去听神的话，在日常生活中，我们就需要与神有这样的关系，常常听他向我们说话。
many times we don't receive the word of God through a conference or a message. God reveals to us in our everyday lives, and we must often think to listen to his word.
结果耶利米非常的顺服，他就说，我就下到窑匠的家里去，正遇见他转轮做器皿。
So Jeremiah was very humble, and he went down to the potter's house, and the potter was making something at the wheel.
我们知道你要用泥土来做成器皿呢，你需要转轮的。
We understand that if you were to use clay to make a vessel, you must have a wheel.
这个转轮通常是铁做的，是非常冷的，非常刚硬的，而且让人不舒服的。
This wheel is usually made out of metal, which is cold, hard, and motionless.
神也常常用这样的转轮来制作我们。
God constantly uses this type of wheel to make us.
我们知道时间就是一个这样的转轮，它不停止的。
We understand that time is something that does not stop.
时间是不讲感情的，时间是非常冷酷的。
Time speaks of no emotion and is also very cold.
神也用环境做转轮来制作我们。
God also uses the environment to make us.
这些转轮在我们身上制作的时候呢，因为没有感情，又非常的冷，非常的不舒服，所以我们常常呢会觉得失望，会觉得呢好像我们灰心。
Because this wheel is so cold and hard and emotionless, we often feel discouraged and disappointed.
所以如果我们的眼睛只看见这时间，看见环境的话呢，我们会失望的。
So if our eyes only focus on the time and on the environment, we will become very discouraged.
但是我们感谢主，在这个转轮跟泥土的后面呢，还有窑匠的手。
So we thank God that behind this wheel, there is a potter's hand.
所以如果我们认识神的手，他还是带着恩典，带着慈爱，带着怜悯的话呢，我们里面有很大的安慰。
So thank God that because there's this potter's hand, we now have blessings and grace and mercy, so we don't have to fear.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有看到神常常借着这些环境，这些时间，在制作我们呢，它常常是满了恩典，满了怜悯。
Brothers and sisters, can you see that through this time and environment that God uses to make us, that it comes with much blessings, mercy and grace?
但是很奇妙的就是，他在看的时候呢，就发觉这个器皿在窑匠的手中快要做完的时候，突然坏掉了。
But as Jeremiah looks onto this clay that is being formed by the potter, surprisingly, the clay is marred.
但是按照耶利米来想呢，器皿做坏了怎么样，就丢掉就好了，是不是？
And according to Jeremiah, he thinks that because this clay is marred, the potter will now throw this clay away.
如果是我们，我们肯定扔掉了。
And if it were us, we would probably throw this clay away as well.
但是耶利米看见窑匠没有把这些泥土做坏的就丢掉，他乃是用同样的泥土呢重新来做器皿。
But Jeremiah sees that the potter does not throw this clay away, and that he starts to make something new.
这就是神在我们身上的工作。
And this is the work that is done on us in God.
你知道以前我们这些旧人，在亚当里面的人呢，我们是。神制作我们以后呢，但是我们因着犯罪的缘故呢，这个器皿已经坏掉了。
We understand that from Adam, God had created us, but because
犯罪的缘故
，because of sin, we have been marred.
但神没有放弃我们，神把我们重新制作，结果这个器皿呢是一个新造的器皿，是更好的器皿。
But God did not give up on His creation, and He has made something new and something better.
所以今天我们都是在新造的里面，这是神的恩典。
So our blessing is that we are now in His new creation.
为什么器皿在快做成的时候就坏掉了呢？
So why did the clay that was the vessel that was almost complete become marred?
因为我们知道在泥土里面常常有很多的杂质，很多的缺点藏在里面。
Because we understand that within clay there are many discrepancies that are hidden within.
今天神继续在我们身上制作的时候呢，你知道常常我们被做坏，不是因为神的技术不好，而是我们里面常常有很多的缺点。
Oftentimes when the Lord is working on us, we become marred. And this is nothing to do with the Lord's hand. It is to do with the things that are hidden within us that we don't even know about.
你知道，神的心意是把我们所有这些蒙恩的人呢，都做成和他心意的那个荣耀的器皿。
God wants to create us into vessels that that can display His glory within His heart.
但是你知道很多时候我们里面有好多的缺点、啊、以至于呢神做以后呢我们又坏了。
But many times we have so many flaws that each time the Lord works on us, we become marred.
你知道我们里面的缺点了、啊、我们不要说别人不知道，连我们自己常常都不知道。
Oftentimes the flaws that we have, we are not even aware of.
所以圣经上在耶利米书十七章第九节这边特别提到，他说人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处谁能识透呢？
It says in Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
所以没有人知道，连我们自己都不知道。
So nobody knows. How can we know ourselves?
但第十节说我耶和华是鉴察人心，试验人肺腑的，要照个人所行的和他做事的结果报应他。
In verse 10 it says, I, the Lord, search the heart, I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings.
所以我们里面常常需要一个祷告，就像诗篇139篇23节、24节那边所有的祷告。他说神啊求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
So we must have a prayer within us, such as Psalms 139 verses 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the wayEverlasting.
你知道神在我们每一个人身上迟早有一天都要做成他的工作。
God will one day fulfill his purpose in us.
但是问题是在主回来之前我们有没有预备好。
The question is, before the Lord's return, will we be prepared?
泥土向着窑匠唯一的工作就是顺服。
Clay with the potter, the onlything that he's allowed to do is to obey.
今天呢，我们常常因为我们里面的那个缺点呢，我们会单言神的工作。
Today, because of our flaws, we hinder God's work.
所以你就看见了，今天神的家跟神的心意不太一样。
So today we see that the house of God and the heart of God have different views.
你知道神的家。哦，就是教会所代表神的家呢，在旧约是用什么代表？就用神的殿在那里所代表。
The house of God is represented by the temple in the Old Testament.
在神的殿里面，你看见所有的器皿啊，都是金的、银的。
And in the temple of the Lord, all the vessels are either gold or silver.
但是如果你读提摩太后书第二章二十节呢，你发觉神的家已经变了样子了，变成了一个大户人家。
But we see that in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 20 and 21, the Lord's house has changed, and it has become a great house.
在这个大户人家里面，不但有金器、银器呢，也有木器跟瓦器。
And in this great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay.
有的是贵重的，有的是卑贱的。
There are some for honor and some for dishonor.
所以你看，神的心意 本来在神的家里面全部都是贵重的器皿，都是一金的银的。
So in the Lord's heart, in within His house, there should only be vessels of gold and silver.
但是现在呢，有了木器跟瓦器。
But now there are vessels of wood and clay.
这不是神的手不能制作我们，而是我们里面有很多隐藏的那个缺点。
And this is not because the Lord's hand cannot work us. It's because we have these hidden flaws within us.
就需要神一次的一次的来做。
So the Lord must work again and again on each one of us.
神呼召我们每一个人都成为他贵重的器皿。
The Lord has called us to become His valued, His honored vessels.
但是为什么会出现这么多卑贱的器皿呢？原因在哪里？
But why do we have so many dishonored vessels? What is the reason for that?
所以如果我们读到提摩太后书第二章二十二节，那边就讲到了，他特别提到一个词，它叫少年的私欲。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22, it tells us, flee also youthful lust.
所以要逃避少年的私欲。
So we must flee our youthful lust.
这少年的私欲使我们本来应该从贵重的器皿，结果呢就落成了卑贱的器皿。
Because of our youthful lust, what was once an honored vessel has made us a dishonored vessel.
我们知道少年人所代表的就是一个生命还不成熟的人。
We know that youth represents a life that is not mature.
那当我们生命在成长的时候呢，我们一定要经过少年的阶段。
And while we are maturing, we must go through a phase of youth.
所以成为一个少年人并没有错。
So being a youth, there's nothing wrong with it.
但是如果经过很多年以后呢，我们还是少年不长大，那就有问题了。
But if we are, if we stay as a youth for too many years, then there's something wrong.
你知道 baby 都很可爱，但是老 baby 就有问题了。
We know that babies are very cute, but old babies are not so cute.
所以一个少年人所代表的乃是什么呢？乃是一个生命不成熟的人。那他这里面有一些欲望，叫做少年的私欲。
So we understand that youth represents one that is not mature, and within this youth there are lusts that we must flee from.
少年人有个特点，就是什么都是以自我做中心。
The youth possess a strong feature, which is they are very self-centered.
你知道什么都是自我中心，都是我，都是我。
Everything is revolved around me.
一个自我中做中心的人呢，就很容易跟什么连在一起呢？就跟世界发生关系。
One that is self-centered is very closely connected to the world.
因为这个世界呢，它提供我们的就是眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲。
Because the world provides lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life.
这些都是呢，跟自我做中心呢发生关系的。
And these are the things that relate closely to one that is self-centered.
所以很容易让我们骄傲、嫉妒。
So oftentimes we become very proud and very jealous.
而且少年的私欲呢，常常所发表出来呢，就是我们的肉体。
And youthful lust often represents our flesh.
所以你看见它是用木器跟瓦器来代表的。
So we see here that he uses clay and wood as representation.
你知道木头是会朽坏的，那我们的人性呢也是会朽坏的。
Wood can become moldy, and so we are one that can
也是会朽坏 corruption.
We can become corrupt.
瓦器是人的工作，因为是人手所造出来的。
Clay is made of man, and it's made of man.
所以木器跟瓦器所彰显的都是自己。
So vessels of wood and clay represents man's honor.
所以呢，你看所发表出来都是人的想法、人的决定、人的喜好。
So what is displayed is our thoughts, our decisions, and our wants.
所以如果我们不甘心不愿意做一个卑贱的器皿呢我们要逃避这些。
So if we do not want to be a dishonored vessel, we must flee from these things.
那要怎么做呢他接下来就讲到要同那些倾心祷告的人一同追求。
And how do we do this? We must, call on those with a pure heart.
一同来追求和树。
And we must pursue.
但是你看见他的追求啊跟我们常常想的不太一样。
But, how they pursue is something different than we think.
很多时候我们的追求是重在知识上面。
Oftentimes, we pursue knowledge.
但这里接下来他讲他追求呢都是生命的东西。
But here it tells us to pursue things of, of life.
他追求什么追求公义。
We must pursue righteousness.
你知道什么是公义吗什么在神的眼中看为对的事吗
What is righteousness in the eyes of the Lord?
就是讨神喜悦的事情。
It is things that, please the Lord.
所以很多时候我们觉得对的事情在神的眼中呢不是公义的。
So oftentimes, things that we think are right is not pleasing to the Lord, and the Lord does not deem it as righteous.
大卫是合神心意的人，因为大卫呢寻求神的心。
God,
大神喜悦大卫。
God is pleased with David.
因为大卫寻求他的心。
Because David pursued his heart.
大卫所要做的事情呢，都是盼望能够讨神的喜悦。
And the things that David wanted to do were the things that would please the Lord.
这是公义。
This is righteousness.
接下来讲到信心，信德就讲到信心。
Next we talk about faith.
你知道希伯来书十一章第六节告诉我们，他说，人非有信。不能讨神的喜悦到神面前的人必须信神是且信他赏赐那寻求他的在原文是说要信他呢自己要成为我们的赏赐
In Hebrew 11 verse 6 it says But without faith it is impossible to please him For he who comes to God must believe that he is And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him
所以你看见信心不仅是一个门一个关更是一条路
Faith is not only a door it is also a passage
圣经上讲了从信以至于信
So in the Bible it says it goes from faith to faith
所以信心你必须要增长的不仅仅是你刚开始的信主那个初信你更需要继续相信神是我们一切的供应神也要将他自己来赏赐给我们
So with faith, it is not that we stop at an early stage of faith and we just believe that Christ exists, but we also must have the faith that He will provide for us in every way.
而且呢，这里还讲到追求什么？追求仁爱，追求爱。
It also tells us to pursue love.
你知道，我们天然人没有爱，我们只有情感。
Our natural man has no love. We only have emotions.
情感呢随着事情环境会变的
emotions fluctuate according to environment and time
碰到我们喜欢的我们能够爱碰到我们不喜欢的我们就不能爱
when we come across things we like we think we love them and when we come across things we don't like we think we don't love them
但是我们要追求的不是这个我们追求的是神的爱这个爱呢是不改变的
but this is not the type of love we must pursue the type of love we must pursue is God's love and this is an everlasting love
这种爱即使我们有碰到不喜欢的人仍然能够爱
this type of love makes it so that we must love those that we do not like
这是要追求的
this is what we must pursue
最后讲到和平
then we speak of peace
不仅我们与神和好我们与人和好而且我们与自己要和好
we must not only make peace with God and man but we must make peace with ourselves
而且能够使人也能够和好
and we must make peace with each other
马太福音第五章第九节说使人和睦的人有福了 因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Matthew 5:9 it says, "Blessed are the pure in heart." No.
使人和睦的人有福了。
Blessed are the peacemakers.
因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Because they will be sons of God.
所以这些是我们要追求的。
And these are the things that we must pursue.
不是更多的知识。
Not more knowledge.
而是更多的属灵的生命。
But more spiritual life.
但是你要追求，就要付代价。
But if you want to pursue these things, you must give up certain things.
要付代价 ，pay the price.
Oh, you must pay the price.
需要十字架在我们身上的工作。
We must have the work of the cross within us.
需要舍己，需要背十字架来跟随。
We must put ourselves down and follow the cross.
在这里特别提到是同那些清心的人一同祷告。
And here it says.
特别提到清心。
That we must pray with the pure in heart.
为什么提到清心呢？因为我们知道清心的人。他们要看见神。
Why must we pray with those with a pure heart? It's because those that are pure, that have a pure heart, will see God.
看见神，他的意思就是说看见神的心。
Seeing God means that you can see into His heart.
知道什么是他喜悦的。
And you can see what makes Him happy.
只有看见这个呢，你才能够正确的活在神的面前。
And until you see these things, then you can live fully before the Lord.
讨他的喜悦。
To please Him.
知道什么是我们要追求的目标。
So that we know what our purpose is.
那为什么特别提到祷告呢
？So why did we mention prayer?
因为真正祷告的人都是知道凭着自己没有办法做到。
Because those that pray understand that they are not capable of anything.
他知道只有从神而来。
And they know that everything must come from God.
所以他需要祷告。
So he must pray.
因为这种追求不是靠着我们自己可以的。
Because pursuing these things cannot come from us alone.
我们必须不断地借着祷告让圣灵在我们身上做工。
We must constantly pray that the Spirit can work within us to fulfill His purpose.
我们知道主快要回来了。
We understand that the Lord's second coming is soon.
有一天我们都要站在基督的台前，按我们个人所行的受审判。
And we will one day sit before the judgment seat and be judged.
到时候我们是欢欢喜喜的见主呢，还是带着羞愧见主？
So at this time, will we be happy and pleased to see the Lord, or will we be before the Lord with shame?
这是非常真实的事情。
This is a very real thing.
我们到底是贵重的器皿呢，还是卑贱的器皿？
Will we be honored vessels or dishonored vessels?
不在乎我们外面做了什么多少的事情，而是我们里面是什么样的人。
It doesn't matter how many things we've done outwardly. What are we like within us?
就好像在有一天有火要从基督台前发出来，那些金银宝石这些贵重的器皿呢，经过火以后呢，不但没有烧掉，而且更多发光，更荣耀。
So at that time we will be tested with fire, and those with gold, silver, precious stones, they will.
他们不会被烧毁，但他们会发光。
Not only will they not be ruined, they will be brighter than they were before.
但是呢，草木禾秸呢，一经过火就烧光了。
But with wood, hay, and straw, those things will be burned.
感谢主，主是这个窑匠。
Thank God that God is our potter.
我们是他的泥土。
And that we are his clay.
他一定要做成这个工作。
And that he must fulfill this purpose.
问题是我们要顺服。
The problem is we must obey.
我们需要付代价。
We must pay the price.
我们要有清心，清洁的心，我们知道什么是神喜悦的。
We must have a pure heart and know the will of God.
愿神的工作能够在我们身上做成。
So that the Lord may put His work in us and may be fulfilled.
我们低头有些祷告。主，我们感谢你，借着这篇信息，在向我们心的深处来说话。主啊，我们实在需要在你面前谦卑，在你面前顺服。主，我们愿意再一次把自己交在你的手中，愿你在我们身上做自己的工作。主，让我们能够柔软在你的面前，有一个渴慕的心，有一个能听的耳朵，常常与你有那亲近亲密真实的属灵的关系，让我们不仅仅是好像停留在那些知识的里面。主，让我们真实能够活在生命不断长进的里面，让我们所彰显的不再是自己的自以为是，而是彰显出你自己的荣耀。主，你回来的日子近了，你提醒我们常常等候你的再来。主，让我们有这样的心愿，因为见你面的时候真是欢欢喜喜的。让我们所能够彰显所表现出来的，主乃是主你的自己。愿我们衰微，愿你自己兴旺。主，我们感谢你，愿你在弟兄姊妹当中得到荣耀，愿我们都把自己全然归给你。谢谢主今天早晨与我们同在，我们把荣耀赞美归给你，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名字。